From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senator Max Baucus says he'll release a proposed plan to revamp the nation's health care system today. He's chairman of the Senate Finance Committee and has been working for months as part of the so-called Gang of Six, three Democrats and three Republicans, trying to work out a bipartisan bill. He says he hasn't given up on that.
Hope always springs eternal that one or two or three may be there tomorrow. But in the event that's not the case, we're just going to keep talking, keep discussing, keep working with senators.
The committee may vote on the plan as early as next week. The leading Republican on the panel, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, says the bill doesn't meet the shared goals for affordable, accessible health coverage they all said they wanted. On the House side, lawmakers approved a resolution yesterday admonishing Congressman Joe Wilson for yelling at President Obama during a joint address before Congress. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill.
The resolution carries no penalty, and Congressman Wilson did not offer apologies to his fellow House members for interrupting President Obama's speech on health care and accusing the president of lying about whether illegal immigrants would have access to health care subsidies. Under the current proposals, they would not. Wilson called the White House to apologize, and House Democrats wanted him to do the same before his colleagues. But some Democrats said Wilson seemed defiant instead of sorry, and that he insulted not just the president, but the institution itself. Republicans dismissed the resolution as a publicity stunt. Meanwhile, both Wilson and his Democratic challenger in South Carolina have each raised more than $1.5 million campaign dollars as a result of the incident. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
U.S. military officials in Baghdad said today U.S. and Iraqi forces have arrested three Iraqi men suspected of firing rockets on the fortified Green Zone last night, where Vice President Joe Biden is staying. Illinois authorities say a friend and fundraiser for former Governor Rob Blagojevich died from an overdose of pain medication. He's due to report to federal prison Friday. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr reports.
Chris Kelly was one of five people indicted along with Blagojevich. That was the third case prosecutors brought against Kelly, but he refused to cut a deal and testify against the former governor. Country Club Hills Police Chief Regina Evans says he attempted suicide twice last week, and the first time was within hours of pleading guilty in one of the cases. He called his friends for help.
Mr. Kelly reportedly was driven to Oak Forest Hospital, where he convinced his friends that he was okay and he just wanted to go home.
The friends reportedly tried to get him help, but 3 days later, Kelly took a bunch of painkillers that led to his death. Blagojevich's other co-defendants include his brother, a politically connected businessman, and two former chiefs of staff, both of whom are cooperating with the government. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebohr in Chicago.
This is NPR News. Mideast envoy George Mitchell will meet again today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. wants Israel to stop building new settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. As a way to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, Netanyahu has offered a temporary moratorium in the West Bank, but he said it wouldn't apply to thousands of apartments that have already been approved. Israeli officials have sharply criticized the findings of a United Nations report about last winter's Israeli offensive in Gaza. The report accuses both Israel and Hamas of war crimes. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli defense officials said the report, authored by former war crimes prosecutor Richard Goldstone, is, quote, a prize for terrorism. Deputy Foreign Minister Dani Ayalon, who is currently in Washington, said the report is a cynical attempt at role reversal by blaming Israel for war crimes instead of terrorist organizations. Israel Radio reported the defense establishment is preparing legal aid for officers who may face charges. Israel did not cooperate with Goldstone's investigation because officials said they did not believe he would be impartial. Privately, Israeli officials say the report was even more critical than they had been expecting. Israel is trying to stop the report from being submitted to the International Court of Justice at The Hague. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Japan's lower parliament elected a new prime minister today. Yukio Hatoyama's Democratic Party of Japan had swept parliamentary elections last month. It replaced the incumbent party that had governed Japan for most of the past 50 years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.